Welcome to a Song of Ice and Fire Symposium. My name is Nav.
And I'm Harmit.
And this is a Game of Thrones, chapters 20, 21, and 22. Eddard, Tyrion, and Arya. In these chapters,
Littlefinger has a big heart.
Does he?
Seems to have a big heart.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. This week, I am feeling less congested than last week, so hopefully I can talk normal. That's my goal for this week. But honestly, I read these chapters this morning. Oh, by the way, it's my birthday today, just FYI. the day we're recording, not when this will be out. I don't know when this will be out, but I got up early on my birthday to read these chapters, and I was so very pleased because I forgot, well, you know, Littlefinger is just so amusing. I loved reading about him.
Littlefinger is amusing, I will agree.
And I like Arya, so, you know, these Aww. Were good chapters. Mm-hmm. And then there was Tyrion, whatever. I mean, his was good too, but, like, there were some particular great things in the other two. What did you think of these chapters?
I liked them. I liked them better than last week's, because I feel like last week's were more, like, gloom and doom. With these ones, like, I know everybody's having a bad time, but there was, like, a moment of,
also,
like,
also, you didn't remember anything chapter. Last week, so that was also
a that's factor. Probably also it, because this time I was like, okay, I'm gonna remember this. I reread stuff, and I was like, okay, we're gonna remember this.
Like, last week, I was so excited about Bran's chapter. I'm sorry I got frustrated with you. I was just, like, you know, looking ahead through the rest of the series, it's just a really good chapter. So it got me really excited. And you didn't even remember it. So I was like,
I didn't know that I didn't remember it. I thought I remembered it, but then we started a recording and I was like, I don't remember any of this. But anyway, moving on.
We're here now. These are, you remember these, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. We're good.
And which chapter did you enjoy the most?
Wait, so we had Eddard, Tyrion, and Arya. I feel mm-hmm. like Eddard's. Yeah, Eddard's.
It had a lot. It had more of the grown-up stuff that, like, matters to it.
I don't know. I just feel like it was more, like, I don't know. I think it was just interesting. And I liked that him and Kat finally got to see each other after so long.
Right.
That's one of those separations that I really care about as a reader.
Do you?
So that was really nice. I do. I felt really bad for them. And then, like you said, Littlefinger was pretty entertaining. So it wasn't just like, oh my god, they get to see each other. It was like Littlefinger also just saying, like, the stupidest but the funniest things. And I was like, oh my god.
Yes, he is very amusing. he, like, most of my, you know, understanding of him comes from the show, and there's things that get missed, and there's definitely things that were in this chapter that got missed, and I was so happy with them. I love it when I come across things that, like, weren't in the series or that I haven't, like, read about elsewhere. Yeah. And it just, like, surprises me. That's so fun. Well, let's get the show on the road then. Are you ready for your 30, 30, and 30-second summary?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I'm going to give you 30 seconds each, and then at 30, I'm going to say switch. So just switch to the next chapter.
Okay.
And that's it, okay?
Cool.
Ready, get set, Eddard.
Yay, okay, journey's done. Finally at King's Landing. Cool, cool beans. He wants to go to sleep, and they're like, no, actually, your job starts right now. So then they go to a meeting, and Eddard's like, what the fuck? This entire thing is in shambles. And he's like, okay, you know what? We'll worry about this later. So then he's like, trying to go back to sleep again, or not go back to sleep, but go sleep again. And he's like, I don't want to run into the king. I'm nervous. And then he tells us about how awful the conditions are with the families and everything. And then, Peter's like, oh, okay, what's the next chapter? Oh, Tyrion. Okay, cool. Tyrion is just being amusing and charming, you know, weird kind of mocking way. Anyway, he's at a thing, he's having dinner, they're eating, they talk about the food a lot. Then he's talking to the commander, and he's like, please use your connection, sir. And then he's like, I don't want to do that. And then he climbs the wall using an elevator, which is interesting. Switch. Then he talks to John. Cool. What's the last chapter? Oh, Arya. Okay, so Arya's at the dinner table. She's like, wow, this is familiar, but I hate it now. And she didn't used to hate it. And then she's like, Kate, screw it. I'm leaving. So then she tries to leave, and Septa's like, and then she still leaves. Cool. Passes Fat John. She goes to her room, and Ned comes in. They have like a nice little moment, and Needle. He finds out about Needle. Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Oh my gosh.
You like missed for the first chapter. You like got through the first like 30% of it.
I know.
But it's okay. That's what makes it entertaining. Okay, so now let's go into depth.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait, but before we start, I just want to say, I had a realization, and I don't know why I didn't have this realization earlier, okay? Why would Tyrion burn down a library as a disguise?
Oh, yeah, because he's a big fan of them books.
And he's like, he's not just like, oh, I like to read. Like, he's like, you can tell, like, when he was reading,
but those, maybe like, he didn't give specific instructions. He was just like, cause a distraction, get it done.
Yeah, you're right.
And, you know, he values books, but this, you know, person that he hired might not. Probably that's doesn't.
True. Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. I don't know. But it is,
it's a good, believe. It's like a good thought. Good yes. for you for having that thought. Okay. We can continue.
Let's go through the chapter. So
we're so giggly. Okay.
So they make it to King's Landing.
It's my birthday. Sorry. Yes, King's Landing.
Go, Shoddy. It's your birthday. Okay, anyway, so Ned has just arrived at King's Landing. Specifically the Red Keep, where they will be staying for God knows how long. And he walks in, he's like, cool. And then
okay.
the servant comes up.
I just want to tell everybody who cannot see her that she, while sitting in her chair, imitated like a sauntering kind of walk. It was very entertaining. Okay. Do it again.
Okay, anyway, whatever. So the servant comes up to him. He's like, Lord Hand, you have been summoned by the small council. And Ned's like, you are kidding me. I am in borrowed clothes and I just want to sleep. Tensions are high. My blood is boiling. Anyway, all that. So he wants to go to sleep. But he's like, I probably shouldn't upset them on the first day of my job.
Yeah.
So
let's like, do okay, that cool. tomorrow.
I'll go there. Yeah, exactly. So he goes there. And another character that I found pretty entertaining that I've liked since he's been introduced is Renly. I like
oh,
Renly.
Yes.
Renly was also amusing. But
wait, what specifically about him was amusing?
Just his jabs at his brother.
Oh yeah.
I really it's enjoy like, his
our
jabs
brother at his... doesn't like care for these business of the council or the whatever.
Yeah.
But apparently, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go.
I was just going to say apparently Renly looks a lot like Robert when Robert was young, and
which is interesting.
Yeah, and Sansa, if you remember in her chapter, she mentions how Renly is the most beautiful man she has ever seen. And so like that tells you something about what kind of person or what like how Robert used to look back in the day. Yeah.
That's interesting, but now he hasn't I don't think he's taken much care of his appearance.
No. But he has not.
But Ned and Littlefinger have a little verbal
spar or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ned's like, I do not care for this duel with words.
I know. And I'm like, why is that so in character? And,
but like, also, you've like, this is, he knows that this is what King's Landing is like. You're going to have to do these
I know, stupid but things. He's not used to it yet. You know?
Yeah, I know.
And it's just like, he's just like, you know, the journey hasn't been very pleasant. I'm sure there's a lot of pent up frustration, clearly.
Yeah. But like anyway. Later on, he's explaining to to Arya, how they're like in a strange land and they have to be more careful or, you know, smarter than they were in Winterfell. And here he is like, I do not like to duel with woods.
he's like
Littlefinger brings up the fact that he knows Catelyn, and then Ned's like, well, actually, my brother knows you as as well.
That was interesting. I was like, oh, jabs. I was like, you're telling me you're not trying to play a word game? But anyway, that was interesting. And then he kind of addresses Maester
Pycelle.
Okay, good. I was like, watch me be saying it wrong. Yeah. So then he addresses Maester Pycelle, and Maester Pycelle kind of starts the meeting. He's like, yeah, hey, cool, let's go.
But beforehand, first thing when he walks in, he's greeted by Lord Varys, who he really does not like. Like, he doesn't like any of the members of the council, but he likes him least of all. And apparently, like, he wears a lot of powder, so he's like leaving stains on everywhere he touches Ned, like on his arm. And then he smells disgusting. Like flowers and death or something.
No, I wrote that down. He smelled as foul and sweet as flowers on a grave. I was like, that's interesting. Some of the things that, what's his name? Martin? That's his name, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that Martin describes, I'm like, dang. Like, his descriptions, I really like them.
I know. They're, like, really paint a picture. They're like, when I'm reading, it's like a movie playing in my head. And I think, you know, having some of the TV show version, like, in my mind also helps. But he's really good with descriptions.
Yeah.
I don't like pleasing, you know, straight white men a lot, but I will give him this.
Oh, my God.
That was a joke. Okay. Don't at me.
Okay, so we find out that Stannis left for Dragonstone. Also, we haven't seen Daenerys in a while. Anyway, moving on. Sir Barristan is with the king. No, moving on, because we keep diving off track.
Okay, go.
Okay, so then we find out that the king, I swear to God, the person I was most mad at out of all of these chapters was literally the king. So,
well, of course,
the king doesn't like, in quotes, this business of coin and crops and justice?
You know, the things that make him king.
I'm sorry, what? What did you, this is like someone, this is like, you know, those people that you work with that are like, you know what? Once, like, it's like, you know, I'm trying to think of a good comparison. Maybe like a, actually, no, that's bad. Like, just those people that are like, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do this. And then they actually get a chance to do it. And they're like, but it's just so common. You know,
he talks about that he wanted to win the war, but he didn't want to be king.
I know, but there's a point where you just
you're king now and you got to deal with this shit. Yeah, it's true. I know.
But anyway, we'll talk about that later. So, okay, so apparently Renly, why am I saying apparently this happened? So Renly was rushed ahead of like the king's party to go deliver a very urgent,
important message. Yes.
Urgent message that required immediate immediate attention. And you know what that amazing message was? That we need to have a tournament.
A party, basically.
Yeah, we need to have a party. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Like, oh, hold on. I want to talk about that for sure. But I just want to point out that Ned notices that there's like only four people there. The king, as we find out, doesn't really like to attend these meetings. Mm-hmm. And Stannis, the king's other brother, left for Dragonstone, like, when the king went to Winterfell. And then Sir Barristan, who is the commander of the King's Guard, he's still with the king. So I'm just, like, pointing out where other people are and who else is in the council.
Yeah. And then, yeah, okay. So how many people should be there in total, then?
I'm just gonna tell you who the people are, I think. So there's the king, obviously, and then there's the king's hand, which now is, Neddard. Then Littlefinger is the master of coin or something, and then Varys is the master of whisperers. Grandmaster Pycelle is the grandmaster. I think Renly's like the lord of, or the justice and laws or something. And then Stannis is supposed to be, I think, ships and war, maybe something like that. So that's what king, Ned, Littlefinger, Pycelle, Varys, Barristan, and then the two brothers, that's eight people.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, this important this important business that the king has sent for them is the tourney, and Ned is like outraged by this. He's like, how dare he in my name?
I know. When he was first reading it, when he was like, how dare he in my name, and we didn't know what it was yet, I was like, what could it be? And yeah. then we found out, I was like, this is literally stupider than anything I could have dreamt out. And yeah. then we find out that like, the royalty, or, like, the king is like, millions in debt.
Yeah.
To the Lannisters, obviously, because they need more power.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, hold on. I swear to God,
they're going to take over the world, and I'm going to cry.
I know. Okay, first off, the king wants to give out 90,000 golden dragons in awards to, like, four people. He's like, 40,000 to the winner, and 30, and 20, and 10, or whatever. Okay, I kind of knew this, but I forgot. Like, a golden dragon is a lot of money. Like, to a poor person, that would be, like, if they had a golden dragon, their life would be made. Giving one person 40,000 golden dragons is, like...
Oh, okay. See, I was just thinking of, like, golden
dragons. Maybe not their life would be made, but, like, they would... You know, one golden dragon and they're good for a month and they can, like, spend it, like, they can frivolously spend it and they would be fine. That's, okay. like, thousands of golden dragons. That's a lot. I did not remember it being this much.
Of course, all of his debt has to go to the Lannisters.
Yeah. Not all. 3 million of the 6 million to Tywin Lannister. Then they also owe some to Lord Tyrell. That's, like, one of other great houses. The Iron Bank of Braavos, so there's banks in this world. The Faith, so they're borrowing from the church, basically. And just, like, random traders and stuff. That's a lot.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane. Yeah. That's insane.
And apparently, like, when Robert came into power, the treasury was flowing with gold. Like, what did he spend it on that it's empty now, and also that they're in debt?
Well, Renly said he loves parties and tourneys. That's what he loves.
But, like, he would have to have a tourney every single day for them to be in so much debt. I don't know. Also, when this thought struck me this time that hadn't, like, occurred to me before, but maybe, I think maybe this is, like, the king's way of, like, apologizing to Ned or something. He's like, look, I'm doing this in your honor.
Loosen up.
Like, on the one hand, the king knows that Ned doesn't like these things, but maybe he's like, look, I held this tourney for you. Can we be best buds again?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. That's just a thought that occurred to me this time.
And if that's true, then that's probably his way of mending a lot of things.
Yeah, he just throws money at his problems, maybe.
Throws money that he doesn't have at his problems.
Yeah, other people's money at his problems.
Oh, my God. Oh, I swear to God. I remember, like, when we first started, and I was like, he's probably not a very good king. And you were like, why? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, you know, just from the way he talks, you know, he's like, oh, like, let's go to the bar and, like,
yeah, let me eat and you can take the shit.
Yeah, like, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, okay, maybe he's just, like, you know, he likes to party or whatever. But this is, like, this is too much.
This is, like, so irresponsible. Yeah.
Even for, like, somebody who didn't have the responsibilities that he has, like, this is way too much. But because he has so much power, he can just keep, like, you know, what's his name? Oh, what did Littlefinger say? He was like, oh, the king and the hand spend it, and I find a way to get it. You know, like, that's stupid.
Yeah, well, apparently John Arryn, who was, like, you know, a father figure to both Ned and Robert, and, like, he taught them, so he must be a wise guy. And apparently he advised against all this spending, but the king did not listen. And now Ned is in that position. And he hopes that at the end of the chapter, the thing he says is, well, when I tell him the truth about this Lannister plot, I hope he listens to me. And so far, it's not looking good.
Yeah. He's like, I hope he's the man who I think he is. not the man I fear he's become. And I was like, mm-hmm. that hit me. I was like,
Okay. Interesting. All in all, first day at his job, Ned already figures out that this is a shit show. And
yeah, literally.
He's like, I don't want this. I don't want to talk about it. I'm leaving, basically.
Literally. And then he's like, maybe I should be a little bit more gracious because these are my equals, not my
But then he's servants. Like, of course, it's just because I'm tired, my lords, or whatever. He, like, tries to make it up, but he's like, he is tired. I mean, imagine traveling for, like, weeks, months, maybe, and then, like, as soon as you're, like, close to a bed, it's like, well, you gotta go have this meeting with all these people you hate.
That's true.
But anyway, let's move on.
So then he's tired. He's like, cool, I'm gonna go to bed. Peace out. And he's heading to his bed, and Littlefinger's like, you're not going the right way. And I don't know what that is voice he like is. That? I don't know.
Just let me laugh. Go ahead.
Okay, so he leads him out of the castle through a secret passageway. And he seems very comfortable with this passageway. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
And, so it's a pretty dangerous passageway.
Well, it's like once they get outside the castle, they have to climb down a freaking cliff.
Yeah, that.
And
was...
you know, Littlefinger knows his way down because apparently he does this a lot. Yes. But Ned is like fumbling and being slow. And this was one of my favorite things. When at last being Ned, reached the bottom, a narrow muddy trail along the water's edge. Littlefinger was lazing against a rock and eating an apple. He was almost down to the core. Okay, I like to think that he didn't eat the whole apple. He just, like, either, like, kept a half-eaten apple in his pocket so he could, you know, act like he was so fast or whatever.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. That's so funny. I wish that's true.
But he's just like, hey... You take your time, don't you? But, like, in reality, he's just gotten down there and taken this core out of his pocket. And he's like, well, I gotta set myself up.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Okay. I just, like, this was, like, so amusing.
Yeah. So then he's like, Catelyn's waiting, unless you want me to keep her for myself.
And yeah. Ned's like, and Ned's like, she's not here. What are you talking about? But he follows him regardless.
Yeah. And so he leads him to a brothel, and Ned is like, at this point, everything
because Littlefinger is saying your wife is at the brothel because she's a sex worker. That's what it seems like to Ned. Yeah. Like, that's what he thinks.
And at this, he pulls a knife on him. I think this is the first time we've seen him, like, lose it.
Well, he's tired and cranky, and he's just having a bad day.
Yeah, so. I don't think anything's been going in his
favor.
And
Littlefinger is totally testing his patience. Like, he can't just be like... your wife came to me in urgent need, and I hid her in a brothel. Like, just, he can't explain that one thing on the way.
He doesn't want to.
This is why I was like, does he have a big heart?
seems to.
So anyway, Sir Roderick appears and is like, hey, he's telling the truth. Don't kill him just yet.
What I enjoyed was Ned didn't recognize him because, what was it? He didn't have, like, the curls or whatever anymore?
Oh, he shaved off his whiskers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the whiskers. Yeah, he didn't have the whiskers anymore. And then Ned was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, who are you? Sir. Okay, anyway. So they're supposed to go into the brothel and, like, find Kat. And on the way in, Littlefinger is like, can you act less like the Hand of the King so people aren't suspicious? And then he says, perhaps you could fondle a breast or two just in passing. I lost it at that point. I was like, okay, first off, knowing Ned, that like that his personality, that's like the worst thing you could say to him. It's, I love Littlefinger. I'm sorry. I just forgot how good he is. Okay.
So then we finally meet Kat, and they finally have like a...
Yeah, and she's been waiting for him for days, presumably, because, you know, they were on the King's Road and still on their way.
She's getting... updates, and we find out that Littlefinger owns the brothel, which is interesting. I'm like, source of money, perhaps, to pay for the king's...
It's good business.
Yeah. So Kat tells the entire story. We pretty much know everything.
Yeah, so they skip it. She's like, don't ask me questions, let me tell it so that I don't have to write it again. Which is George saying that.
That's true. So then, So, but the one part from her story that Ned kind of, like, when Ned was like, oh, like, if the wolf hadn't been there,
Bran would have been
my
dead.
My wife and my son could have been dead.
Yeah, he's realizing, like, how important these wolves are, and he's remembering how Jon said that they're meant for, the kids are meant to have them. And then he remembers how he killed Lady, and then he's sad and feeling guilty about that.
Yeah, and he's like, am I guilty or am I just scared from, you know? Because he's like, if the gods sent the wolves, and I killed a wolf, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, but like, that's, you know, so Bran has his wolf, and all the boys have their wolves, but Lady is dead, and Arya doesn't have Nymeria anymore, so they've lost that protection.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, in King's Landing, it's gone.
Like, it can be argued that they need it more than anybody else.
Yeah, that's true. Dang. But we kind of, Littlefinger kind of is like, let me ruin your dreams of getting justice. And he's like,
oh,
you can't.
Wait, first off, they're like, let's go to the king and say his queen and her brother try to kill my son. And Littlefinger's like, are you people insane? I think he says, do you have anything but snow between your ears?
That was really funny. That was entertaining. That was like, buddy.
But yeah, so he's, he says, you can't accuse anybody without any real proof. And, you know, so Ned is like, we have this proof. This is the dagger. And then Littlefinger is like, well, if you bring that to Tyrion, he'll just say it was stolen or he lost it or whatever. That's not real proof of anything. And, you know.
But then what is real proof, right? Then that's just, they can't
get real
proof
would be like a confession.
Yeah, but that's not something
or like
you can
somebody
just...
or like Littlefinger mentions that if the guy who was sent to kill Bran was alive, then he could tell who it was that sent him. But also, sorry, let me remember. Oh, also we've like, you know, if they take this proof to the king and it's not good enough, we already know that the king has a leaning towards the Lannisters. First off, he's like in hella debt to them, so they like have power over him through that, but also like he's married to a Lannister, so
so he can't
he's
just
gonna
be like
probably
oh.
favor them in this case.
It doesn't
unless
matter
they have
what
something
he...
solid.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what he thinks of them or if he's like, oh, I don't like it doesn't even matter because it's literally like their families are joined now. He can't just be like, oh, well, cutting you off. Like, that's just not gonna happen.
Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, Ned's like, okay, fine, I'll stay back and collect proof or whatever. And, Kat tells Ned that she's told Littlefinger about Lysa's suspicions. So, Ned's gonna stay in, you know, investigate those as well and try to find proof against the Lannisters in that case. But Kat has to leave and she can't see the girls because it's too dangerous. Somebody can see her and that can go to shit.
And he tells Ned tells Kat to go north and prepare everybody for war.
Yeah, he's like, you know, it might get to war. And he specifically he says, you know, we need to get 200 archers at the neck, which is like the part of the land that kind of is the entrance to the north. I don't know if you look at a map. So apparently 200 archers can hold the neck against an army. So that's good. He also wants strengthened defenses at White Harbor, which is like their seaport, one of the major seaports. Mm-hmm. And also he wants a close eye kept on Theon Greyjoy, because, you know, he's their kind of hostage. And if they need, if it comes to war, they might need Theon's father's ships to help win the war.
Yeah, that's true. But also, wasn't Theon the one that we didn't, like, because he's, like, a hostage, right? So his loyalty's forced.
Well, yes, but if they're like, we have your son, give us your ships,
that's
the point.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he could, like, well, like, could possibly, like, run away. He probably wouldn't, but, like...
Yeah, that's why
like,
he's
you know,
going to keep a close eye on him, so he doesn't go anywhere.
That's true.
So in a way, you know, Ned is thinking ahead. I'm actually impressed by him in this, like, because the whole time he's been like, oh, I hate this. Oh, I hate this. I don't like doing these verbal sparring. I don't like these people, blah, blah, blah. But then, well, he's like, actually, we gotta do shit.
See his wife, you know?
After, so like, that, so like, helps him clear his mind, I guess.
Yeah, just a little bit, like, it's just kind of relief. Like, when Catelyn was, like, in that dark place, and then just, like, sometimes it's just, like, one thing changes. It can change, like, your entire mindset sometimes, but...
That's true. That's true. Anyway, so that's the end of the chapter. Ned hopes that once he gathers all the proof and brings it to Robert, that Robert will be on his side.
Yay.
Okay, now on to Tyrion.
Okay,
you started the last one, so I'll start this one. So Tyrion's hanging out with the leaders of the Night's Watch, you know, all the main people, the head, like, stewards and the maester and the commander and all those people. Mm-hmm. And Sir Alistair is also there. Mm-hmm. And Tyrion is messing with him, and Sir Alistair gets mad, and he's like, let me duel you right now. And then Tyrion's like, oh, you're going to duel with a person half your size? What, with what? A fork? And, you know, he makes fun of him. Everybody laughs at Sir Alistair, and he's not happy. He leaves.
Oh, I like this quote. Tyrion was like, he seems to, he walks as stiff as though he has a dagger up his butt. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, he's just been humiliated, so it makes sense. Anyway, so they're talking about the Night's Watch, and Lord Commander Mormont's like, oh no, sorry, Tyrion, first off, is like, that dude is a dick. Why you got him training people?
Literally.
But, and then the Lord Commander, he admits that the only reason he has that position is because he's an anointed knight.
Yeah. And who wasn't fighting for Rob.
Oh, like, yeah, he fought for the Targaryens in King's Landing. Mm-hmm. So this is another instance of where they're, like, favoring somebody just because they're a knight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if they're all the same. They're actually favoring people, and then that's what brings up...
Well, isn't it just because, like, he's more... Well, I guess he's not necessarily trained to teach. He's just trained to, like...
Yeah.
Fight. Yeah, that's true.
Supposedly. Yeah. Well, we've seen him try to teach people. All he does is throw insults at them. He does not actually do any teaching.
Yeah, that's true.
And we learn later in this chapter that Jon's teaching has actually been helping people.
I know. So. And he's like, I'm going to be Lord Commander. I was like, you go, ambition.
Well, that was part of a joke. He was tell Rob that I'm going to be Lord Commander, so you don't need to worry about being the protector or the worm of the North.
Oh, is that when he said it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he said... Oh,
Like, at this moment, he's not even, like, actually sworn to the Night's Watch. He's still, like, being trained. I don't think.
I know, but I don't know. We're getting off track. I just wanted him to be ambitious.
Okay. Maybe he is. Who knows? So, anyway, yeah, Tyrion and the Lord Commander, everybody leaves. They're the only people left sitting there. And they're sitting there talking. And the Lord Commander's like...
Oh, one thing that I liked when they were talking is I remember when we were going through the appendix?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how did this girl get to be like... She was like his sister got the position because his son was like... Like his son did something.
We've met another Mormont. I don't know if you remember him.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Do you remember? So this... Do you remember Sir Jorah Mormont?
I don't remember who it was.
It's the dude who hangs about Daenerys and her brother.
Oh my god! You've had to remind me of this before because I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah. Well, he sold poachers to slavers.
Oh yeah.
And
therefore
dishonored his house, and Ned Stark was gonna, you know, execute him, but he ran away.
Oh my god, I remember this now. That literally makes so much more sense.
And now he's working for like the King Robert, like spying on Daenerys so that he can get a pardon.
Oh, right. Oh my god,
it's been a long time.
I need to, like, write his name down, because you had to remind me about him before. I'm like, who is this? And I keep forgetting.
So this is his father, Jor Mormont, as if Jorah Mormont was. And oh, by the way, yeah. Jor was one of the things that people I made you guess about, like in Who or What. And you were like, funny. Oh, it's probably a person in the Night's Watch. And I was like, oh, you're right.
Oh, yay, so, look at me go.
Yeah, but you don't remember any of that.
Okay, but I was just saying, I was like, I remember wondering when we were going through the appendix, like, how did a girl get this position? Like, I was happy about it, but I was like, how? So now we know how.
Yeah, she is the Lady of Bear Island, where he's from. Mage Mormont, I believe her name is. And he's talking about, you know, sorry, I'm going to come to why he's talking about that. First off, he tells Tyrion that he's going to have people escort him to Winterfell for his safety and to gain a favor from him, obviously. And Tyrion's like, oh, let me bring Jon. He'll want to see his family. And that's when the Lord Commander's like, oh, he shouldn't see his family yet. I haven't seen my nieces. And that's why he brings up his family. So in thanks for his help, the Lord Commander wants Tyrion to go to the Queen, the King, his father, brother, and tell them of the needs of the Night's Watch. You know, Tyrion's been there. He's seen the kind of shit they're in. And, you know, Tyrion's like, you know, I'll tell them, but nobody will listen to me. In his mind, he thinks that. He says, yes, I promise I'll tell them, but I can't promise. In his head, he says, I can't promise they'll listen.
All he can promise is his word.
Mm-hmm.
That he will just try. Well, try.
You know, tell them once. And
yeah, exactly.
At which point, the Lord Commander is like, no, you don't get it. You really have to try, because we are in some shit right now. Like, And they use the word White Walker, so I'm glad that last time when I said White Walker, it wasn't, like, too much of a spoiler.
Oh, yeah, I remember I was like, what's that? Okay.
Yeah, so he says there's White Walkers, like, people have seen White Walkers on the shores of Eastwatch. And
wait, so is White Walkers the others?
The same as others.
Okay,
others.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're icy, white, whatever.
Right, okay. And they also talk about like, specifically how long, like, winters and summers.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, it's been a really, really, really long summer, so.
Yeah, 9 years, almost 10.
Yeah.
So, like, Arya, Bran, Rickon, all of them were born in the summer. Yeah. And then all the other siblings were too young to remember the real, like, the winter before.
Yeah.
And Tyrion's had, like, he's, I think, like, 25 or something, and he's had, what does he say, like, 8 or 9 winters?
Yeah.
Something like that. So we know they're irregular, and this long summer may signify a really long winter. Therefore, winter is coming.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, the Lord Commander is like, you know, strange things are happening, and the Night's Watch is going to be the only thing that stands between whatever comes from the wall and between the realm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Tyrion's like, yeah, Grumpkins and Snarks, I'll tell them.
That's literally it.
At this point, Tyrion leaves. He's feeling cold. He's looking forward to his warm bed. But then he gets this crazy idea to go up the wall and look beyond it for the one last time, because you know, he doesn't think he'll be back ever, and hearing about this place doesn't make me want to visit it at all. So
yeah, no, definitely not.
But
he goes up like an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like a pulley system of some kind.
Yeah.
Well, that's what elevators are, but like not electronic.
So it's definitely not manual. Like a modern, which floor do you want to go to, elevator?
Yeah, it's not electric, it's manual, and he gets pulled up. He talks, it's like a cage, basically. He gets dragged onto the wall. The people there are like, okay, well, take a walk, whatever. Just don't fall off. And he's talking about the top of the wall, how it stretches out for miles, and it's, like, so wide. Mm-hmm. And I found this really interesting that because it's made of ice, it gets slippery. So the Night's Watch, they, you know, spread gravel on it. But eventually the ice melts, and then it just kind of, like, takes over the gravel, and they have to put more. And in a way, it's just kind of like growing a little by little, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just found it fascinating. This is not one of the things that ever comes up in the show, and it's like a really minute detail, so nobody ever talks about it, but I enjoyed it. And also, this is like gravel on roads is, it's our norm. Like, look outside the window right now.
Exactly.
So this was so funny.
That's why I didn't really, I was like, duh, you know?
Because we live in. It just struck me as like, oh yeah, they smart too. We're like, they're doing the same things we do.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to take over?
Sure. Okay. So, there was this one. I'm sorry. I just love like writing down random interesting quotes that I like. But I remember he was like, the wind pulled at my clothes like an insistent lover. And I was like, that's funny. So he's like, he meets John first. Okay. So he finds John. No, John's like, who is it?
Well, he's walking along and John's on guard up at the wall.
Yeah.
And he hears somebody approaching him. So he asks, who's there? And yeah. John's like, well, it's me.
Yeah. And then they kind of go walk and they had this like fun moment where they like both took off their glove and they were like, friend.
Yeah.
Because John's like,
yeah, John's like, hey, you're leaving tomorrow. You mind giving my peeps some messages? And he's like, I guess, like, you know, you can write him a letter, but whatever. And then he's like, well, Rickon can't read.
No,
just tell him he can have my stuff.
No. See, that's what kind of I was like, buddy. Because Tyrion asked him if he wanted to say anything. And then when he said something, he was like, why didn't you just write a letter?
Well, the messages he's giving aren't like, first off, he's like, tell Rob he's a coward. And Tyrion's like, I'm not going to tell him that. And then he's like, tell my baby brother he could have my stuff. Such an important message. You know?
Okay, but it is.
Like, imagine. Oh, I've just come from the ball. I have a message from your brother. Sit down, little Rickon. And Rob, you're a coward. Like, you know?
I know, but
it's just like a silly message to be delivering.
That's true.
But then he
but
gives
also the
real
fact
message.
That he's going back to Winterfell, it's interesting. Obviously, well, actually not obviously. Well, okay, wait, is the wall? No, the wall's very much closer than King's Landing.
Oh, yeah.
But also by ship. Yeah, okay. Because I was like, okay, because now Catelyn, now Catelyn knows about, like, oh, that was Tyrion's knife and everything.
Well, let's talk about that in just 1 second. Let's finish up what they talk about. So, then John says, you know, when you go to Winterfell, help out Bran. And Tyrion's like, well, what can I give him? I am no maester or a healer.
Yeah.
And he's like, give him your words. Yeah. They helped me. And Tyrion promises to help him. And, you know, with all that we've learned in the previous chapters, my mind was like, do you mean you'll help him as in you'll put him out of his misery? Is that what you're saying, Tyrion?
Tyrion.
Yeah, sorry, my mind was just really suspicious.
Yeah, because literally, as, like, every time they talk about Bran, it's made really obvious that a lot of people regard death as better than not being able to walk.
Yeah.
You know? So,
it's like,
he would think
valuing,
of,
they don't value the life of a disabled person the same as any other person.
Yeah. So if he's like, oh, I'll put him out of his misery, like that would literally mean kill him.
Yeah, like that's why my mind was suspicious. Because you know,
yeah, for sure.
All like whenever people are telling the news, like the Lord Commander was like, oh, I'm sorry, he's alive, but he can't walk, and you know.
Even though John's like, I don't care, he's alive, you know?
Yeah, and John's like asking him to help him through his like disability and to me, like, just for like a second when Tyrion's like, I promise I will help him the best I can. I'm like, what does that mean? So now we can talk about it. So first off, when Catelyn was in Winterfell, she talked to Rob and all of them about how she suspected that it was the Lannisters that pushed Bran and were possibly responsible for the knife. So the people at Winterfell are suspicious of Lannisters. I don't know if they know about the Tyrion thing yet, but they are suspicious of Lannisters. And then, also, what do you think? So we had a Tyrion chapter. Do you think he sent that knife?
No.
You don't? Okay, why?
No. Well, first of all, library. I know it's a weak excuse, but like, okay, first of all, that library. That could
be easily explained by it not okay, being whatever. His decision.
You know what? Any theory at this point in the book can be easily diverted.
Okay. So. All right. Okay. So he loves books. Got it. Next.
Yes. I don't. This is also easily diverted, but I don't think he'd be like, "Here, take my sword."
Yeah. You know. But also, like, another point to your argument I'm adding is he doesn't really think about, oh, remember that time I wanted Bran to be killed, but he wasn't killed? Yeah. But then, as I pointed out before, George R. R. Martin does leave out things on purpose so that yeah. we don't know about them.
That's true. It would be very interesting if, you know, he was the one to have done it, and then eventually when he does think about it, we're like, oh my gosh, you know?
Like, and we were convinced that he didn't do it, and then all of a sudden he's like,
yeah,
oh, I remember that conversation on that cold morning.
Yeah, so it could literally be, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Anyway, so that's the end of that chapter. We did good time on that one, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so now on to Arya. This is like a good wrap-up of like them getting settled in King's Landing. Mm-hmm. So Arya and Sansa and basically everybody in their household is having dinner in the small hall or whatever they call it. Yes. And
very Ned small, only 200 people.
Well, small compared to the Great Hall, which can house 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Not house, seat 1,000 people. So anyway, Ned comes in. Arya can tell he had another bad day. This is like, it kind of tells us that sometime like a week or two has passed. This is kind of their usual thing. He isn't happy with the council, blah, blah, blah. Sansa's been avoiding Arya. She's, like, sitting as far away from her as she can. Mm-hmm. Arya's feeling alone. She looks around at the people, you know, all these people are from Winterfell. And she remembers playing with them and hanging out with them. And then she's like, they used to be my friends, but they didn't stand up for Lady or Micah. And they all suck, and I hate them.
Yeah.
Basically the theme of this chapter. Is I hate them. I hate everyone.
Yeah. And then one of the people is like, hey, Ned, so the tournament. And then Sansa's like, oh, a tournament!
And yeah, he's like, excited.
Yeah. And he's like, I wouldn't subject my daughters to that. And Sansa's like, please do.
Yeah.
And then
the Septa's like, you know, it's kind of expected of them to be there. So he's like, fine, I'll arrange for you to go. And Sansa's excited. Arya's like, I hate everyone. And she's thinking back to Winterfell. And she remembers, you know, how it used to be. And we learn a little bit about Ned's leadership style here. It turns out in Winterfell, on most days, he would have, like, one of his servants or like the people that work for him like come sit with him and tell them about their job and stuff so he can keep up with them, but also like they so that he can gain their trust, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it says, know the men who follow you and let them know you, don't ask your men to die for a stranger.
Yeah, like, which is a good philosophy. But, you know, it's, like, very honorable, like, very much a northern thing, it seems. Like, if you think about it, the southern people, like, think about the queen. You're going to have a servant have dinner with you? How even? Like, you know, I imagine that's what their reaction would be. Whereas Ned's like, these are my people, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I got to know them.
Yeah.
They got to know me. So... Yeah. Ned has some really good qualities.
Yes. And Arya's just like, screw this, I don't want to eat. And she runs off.
Basically.
And Septa's like, sis, you haven't eaten a bite. And she's like, may I be excused? But she's not able to be excused, so she just runs.
Yeah, she's like, I asked you nicely once. Yeah, I'm not going to ask again.
That's literally her vibe. She's like, I already asked you nicely. So then she sees Fat Tom. Yeah, she sees Fat Tom like guarding the door to like their entire little area.
The Tower of the Hand. Sorry.
Yeah.
The Hand of the Tower. So then
she just pretty much like runs. Doesn't she sneak between his legs? Wasn't that?
Oh yeah. He like goes to reach for her when he realizes she's running away, and she like goes under her legs, which is a oh wait, sorry, this hasn't happened. Sorry. This is a move she pulls more than once. And I was remembering another time she does it, but that hasn't happened yet, so
oh my god, she does this a lot. Wait, is she really
tiny?
Is she okay, I was gonna say, like, is she really tiny that she can just
she's
sneak
like really
between
skinny.
Someone's legs? Dang. That's
she's
kinda
like
funny.
Small for a 9-year old, I think. But yeah, she just like runs under him. And goes to her room and locks it, and she's like, this is the only place I like because nobody can follow me in. And I can cry in peace, which I 100% related to. And, you know, during this whole chapter, I'm just like, oh, somebody give this girl a hug. Just comfort her. She's hurting.
Ned will.
I know. And then when he did, I was like really pleased. But
yeah. So she pulls out needle and she's like, oh, that's where needle's where I've hidden needle. She's like looking over needle, and then she hears Ned, and Ned's like, can I
oh no here? No, first she hears Fat Tom knocking, and he's like, are you in there? And she says no, and when he leaves she's like, oh, it's so easy to fool Fat Tom. Which is like shows us like how much of a kid she is.
Yeah,
like that's kind of a thing that the kids would think, like
yeah, that's true, like, buddy, do you really okay, whatever.
Yeah,
so then Ned knocks, and she allows him to come in, and she forgot to put needle away, and Ned's like, what's that?
Yeah, where'd and you then, get it?
Yeah,
and he looks like, at oops. It and he realizes that this is like a sword from the master at arms no not master at arms from the armorer at Winterfell. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you got a sword under my nose from my own armorer? What is going on?
Yeah. He's like, they expect me to lead a realm and I can't even keep track of you.
Yeah.
He's like,
but,
it's just kind of,
you know,
sad.
He asks her how she got it and she won't give up John, which, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think Ned would have been mad at John or anything, but, you
can't
know.
Really do anything. He might never see John again, so.
That's true. They are, like, at the opposite ends of the world.
Yeah, but I feel like Arya hasn't really grasped that yet. She's like,
yeah.
Oh, she's gonna get in trouble. So, okay. So then he inspects Needle, and he's like, okay, cool.
And then he's thinking about how Arya's got a wildness about her, the wolf's blood, mm-hmm. which his sister Lyanna had, apparently. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, she was like Arya, and she wanted to carry a sword, and also she looked like Arya.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, but Lyanna was beautiful.
And people call me Horseface.
I know, I was like, oh.
Like, was oh like... my god, people are so terrible.
I know.
But I was, yeah, so Ned's just thinking about Lyanna and how alike they are, and then what happens? Oh, and then Ned's like, do you even know how to use it? And Arya's like, I was trying to practice with my friend Micah. And then she remembers all the horrible shit that went down and starts crying. And Ned hugs her. And I was like, oh, I felt like I needed a hug. Because I was like, the way it progresses from like, you don't even know how to use it to I was trying to learn how to use it. And then my friend died.
Yeah, that was like, ooh.
Yeah, you know, we learned that she blames everybody for, you know, not standing up for Micah, but she also blames herself for ever asking him to practice with her, because that's what kind of started all of it, in a way.
Ned's
not
like,
really.
You can grieve for your friend, but don't blame yourself.
Yeah. It was, well, he says it was the Hound's fault who killed him. But I would say, first and foremost, it was that asshole Joffrey's Joffrey's.
Yeah. I would also argue that. But
the queen who got lady killed. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
These people are so horrible.
It's like a combination of mother, son.
And dog. That's what he calls him. Mother, son, and guard. I don't know. He's he's the prince's guard. So anyway, they're all terrible. And Ned's like, you know, I get it. It's terrible. Sorry, before even Sorry. Recap. And Ned's like, yes, it's terrible. Let's talk about it. We're not in Winterfell anymore. These people are not our friends. And I really like the fact that he's like straight with her. She's a kid, but he's like, this is the deal. We're not in Winterfell anymore. These people here are our enemies. They want not the best for us. And we got to stick together, you know? When the snows fall and the white winds blow, the lone wolf dies, but the pack survives. You got to stick with your sister.
Yeah. And I think she also reacted well to that, because I feel like even when she was in the hall and she was like, these people are just bullshitting. They didn't actually, like, you know? So she clearly doesn't like the bullshit. She just wants to get straight to the point.
Yeah. At one point, she mentions how she doesn't like Sansa because she lied. And Ned's like, you lied too about Nymeria leaving you. And she's like, oh, yeah, I had to throw rocks at her. She wouldn't leave my side. Another thing that made me cry. Anyway, that poor wolf is just out there alone. Apparently there were other wolves, like,
maybe that's the wolf. Maybe that's one of the wolves that, you know, we keep hearing in the night.
Oh, but no, okay, no, the wolves we heard were at the wall, like beyond the wall. That is not that same wolf. That was in Tyrion's chapter. Maybe we'll hear a wolf in the Riverlands, like by the Trident. That's where she's at, if we ever go there, but possibly.
Okay.
Anyway, so Nymeria's gone, and Sansa feels bad about hating Arya feels bad about hating Sansa. Wrong way. And, you know, she's like, oh, fine, I'll be nice to her. And Ned's like, okay, fine, you can keep Needle. And just don't try to poke, just try not to kill your sister with it. And she says, I won't, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
And Ned leaves, and Arya apologizes to Septa Mordaine the next day for, you know, not listening to her. And all is good. And a few days later, Sansa is sent to meet
Arya.
Oh my god, what is wrong with me? I'm like reading it right now and I keep saying Sansa. A few days later, Arya is sent to meet her dancing master, Cyrio Forel. What do you think of this guy?
I like this guy. He's like, boy, girl, I don't care.
Yeah, you're a sword. That is all.
Yeah.
I just love every interaction between them. Sorry, but I just love everything that they do. The first thing, he's like, you were late. Tomorrow you will be on time. And then he passes her the sword, she drops it, and he's like, tomorrow you will catch it. And then, you know, he's teaching her how to hold the sword, and she's like, it's too heavy, what if it drops? And he's like, that sword is your arm, can you drop a part of your arm? I like this guy.
And he's like, it's as heavy as it needs to be till you can figure your shit out.
Well, it's gonna, you know, it's like when people run with weight so that when they're actually running, they run faster.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But yeah, she is learning how to sword fight, but not in the Westerosi way, which is like a hacking and shoving or whatever. It's a water dance, he says. People are full of water, and if you poke them full of holes, the water will spill and they will die.
That was a really weird description, but it was interesting.
It makes sense.
Yes.
But, you know, she practices with him and it doesn't go well the first day, but it says the next day their real training began. I really enjoy it.
I'm glad that, like, she gets to learn sword fighting.
She has something to look forward to in King's Landing.
So now she can be like, you know what, I'll be pleasant because I have something to look forward to. Yeah.
And, you know, obviously this is Ned who arranged for the dancing master.
Yeah.
And that's nice of him. He's like, actually, because, you know, most people are so conservative. They're like, even he is like, you know, this is not a toy, especially for a girl. But then he's like, it doesn't matter. Boy, girl.
If
this makes you happy, go do it. And I really enjoy. He does some good parenting in this chapter.
Mm-hmm. But I also want him to talk to Sansa, too.
Yeah, well, we haven't gotten her chapter yet, so.
That's true. Yeah. Just because I feel like if he talks to both of them and well, kind of neutralizes them. Well,
the thing
them,
is, like, Sansa is, like, very ladylike, and she knows how to follow the rules. Like, yeah, she's mean to Arya, but, which, so she needs the, you know, Pax arrives talk as well, for sure. But Arya is, like, actively causing trouble in a way.
That's true, yeah.
Right, so that's why right, he's like, you know, you can't run around and yell at people anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, he does good.
Yes. Good job, Ned. Good job. Yes. Ned's the real MVP of these chapters.
Yes, yes, he is. So that's the chapters. What's next? Predictions? Okay, so you don't think Tyrion did it. That's no, prediction number one.
Yes.
What's going to happen with the tourney?
Like, who's going to win?
Sure, who's going to win? What's going to happen at the tourney? So, who's going to be there?
Oh, right, right. They're at the, oh, yeah, because at the tourney, they can't hide from each other. Nobody can hide from anybody. So they all have to make an appearance. I don't know what that voice was. I wasn't even trying to do a voice. But anyway, cool. So, let's think. I haven't thought about that. So, I'm going to get to the tournament. What's his face? Oh, Ned. Neddard. Okay. Neddard. Neddard's going to be like, oh, I hate this. I am going to sulk in my little corner unless I have to move. And then Arya's going to be like,
oh, okay. Oh my god, sorry. When you said that, I just had this image of like Ned sitting at the end of a bench and like somebody comes up and they're like, hey, can you move down? And then another person comes up, can you move down? And he like can't even sulk in silence because people keep interrupting him into telling him to like move on down.
That's
sorry,
funny.
Continue. Really weird.
But Arya's going to be, you know, she's going to, you know what? I think Arya's, you know, Arya's going to be a little bit happier than she was at the beginning of this chapter. So I think she'll be
yeah,
like,
is she going to get good at sword fighting?
I think so. Yeah. Is it oh my god. What if she enters the tournament? Can she or can kids not enter the tournament?
I'm pretty sure the answer is no, but I don't know.
Okay, well, if you...
Maybe she'll, like, get somebody, you know how, like, in... The thing is where, like, there's, like, two kids, one of them is sitting on the shoulders, and they pretend to be a grown-up with, like, a large overcoat. Maybe she'll do that.
Oh my god, that's funny. Okay, so she probably won't do that. But I'm just thinking, like, she'll be like, okay, you know what, I have something to look forward to. Why don't I just, you know, watch these people fight? Just see how things go. And then maybe, like... Joffrey or someone is gonna like, well, no, they hate each other, they wouldn't approach each other. But I was like, what if Joffrey was like trying to be rude to her and then she just like snapped, you know?
Okay, is she gonna ever use needle for anything?
I don't think at the tournament, but like after, probably.
For what though? Like to poke Sansa?
No,
to poke Joffrey.
If he aggravates her enough. Maybe, I don't know, maybe, like, when the war starts, if a war happens.
Okay. So you know? She'll fight in a war?
I don't know, Nav. Okay, you know what? In the near future, she's not going to use needle.
Okay, what about in this book?
In this book, she'll use needle to fight and no, she won't. She's 9. They're not going to let her fight.
Okay, we're getting too caught up on this one point. What's gonna happen with Catelyn? You know, she's on her way back to Winterfell and
Gendon. I'm low-key worried that Ned or Catelyn, one of them's gonna die before they see each other again. Because I feel like, I remember at the beginning I was like, Ned's gonna
before
die.
Before they see each other again?
Yeah, so like that
like
could
if one of them
like
dies, then yes, yeah. Oh, you mean like, they won't, they just never will get to see each other again?
Yeah, because one of them will die.
Oh man, that's sad. Okay.
I know, it's very sad, but I feel like it's
so, which
plausible.
One of them's gonna die?
I don't think Ned can die yet.
Okay.
I feel like maybe, this is like way into the future, maybe like...
Well, the first prediction you made was like, Ned's gonna die and Jon and Rob are gonna fight for his seat. That was like your first prediction.
Okay, but here's, okay, this is, I just make random predictions. So, So let's say Sansa and Joffrey get married. Then okay. Ned can die, because now someone's on the inside.
So when are Sansa and Joffrey getting married? Give me a time frame. Like, they're kids at the moment.
Like, yeah, exactly. Maybe like 5 years.
Okay, so 5 years, they get married, and then Ned can die. Got yes. it. Yes. So in the meantime, Catelyn's going to die?
Yes. If nobody dies by then it'll probably be Ned. But if somebody dies before then, it'll probably be Catelyn. So Catelyn could die. I mean, Catelyn could die right now on her journey.
Oh, like, fall off her horse and get trampled? Like, that kind of die? Or is somebody going to actively try to kill her?
I don't think someone's actively going to try to kill her right now. But, like, she's pretty smart. So maybe if she figures something out and then somebody could try to kill her. Okay. But all the people who would try to kill her are super far away.
Once
so maybe
she
not.
Gets to Winterfell, or when she's on her way to Winterfell?
I think once she gets to Winterfell.
Okay.
But then again, all the people who, like, we know could want to kill her aren't really there. So maybe not. You know what? Maybe no one dies right now.
Okay. So, all right. 5 years. 5 years, somebody dies, but not yet. 5 years,
someone dies. Not yet.
It's like in Harry Potter, you gotta wait until book 4 for things to really get serious.
Yeah, serious.
Sorry, was that a serious black joke, or was that...
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was just so lame. Sorry. It was, but it was. Okay. Let me just look through these and think of any questions. Oh, what's going to happen with this debt that the kingdom's built up?
Debt? It's not going to end well. Eventually, once the Lannisters get all the power in the world, they're going to, you know, just be like, well, you're in debt to us, so it's our throne.
Well, that's pretty much where we're at now.
That's true. But it'll be like an official, like, especially, like, let's say Rob died.
Okay. Robert. Okay. I was like, why would Rob die? He's like 14.
Let's say Robert died and then.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be okay. Like, okay, well, we pretty much own the kingdom, so. And we're married to the kingdom, so.
And also, you know, Cersei's son is the future king.
Also. Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, that's true. Why did I literally forget about that? Duh.
Okay. Are Robert and Ned gonna make up, you know, with their little fight they were having?
They might have, like, a moment of, like, neutral, but it's never gonna be like, we're best buds again.
So it's Ned's always gonna be kind of comprehensive of
yes.
Robert, okay.
Yeah.
That would be a smart move.
Ned's too good of a person to just be like, it's okay.
But that's what a good person would do.
no.
Like, too smart of a person? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Or too honorable that he doesn't forgive slights easily? I don't know.
Yeah, because it's one thing to just, like, forgive someone for doing something, but it's another thing. Like, okay, you know what? Forgive but not forget. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. Sorry, I just realized in the Tyrion chapter, when he's up on the wall talking to Jon, one of the things Jon says is that if Benjen doesn't come back, he's gonna go find him and Ghost. Do you think that's gonna happen? Or is Benjen gonna come back? Or is Jon gonna be, like, on his way looking for Benjen? And then Benjen arrives at Castle Black, but then they have to go look for Jon.
Oh my god.
Because okay. Tyrion's basically like, fine, you can go look for him, but who's going to look for you?
That's literally it. I think he will go look. I think so.
Oh, okay, so Benjen's not going to return and Jon's going to have to go look for him?
Yes.
And people will let him? Like, the Lord Commander will just be like, yeah, cool, go ahead. You and Ghost.
You and Ghost. I don't think he's gonna tell them. Like,
he's Alistair's... gonna... But that would be, like, abandoning the Night's Watch, and as a deserter, he could get killed.
Oh, that's true. You're right. Okay, yeah, you're right. Because I was going to say, like, Sir Alistair really has them up there all the time. So he could easily just be like, well, let's go. But, that's interesting. I don't think he's very valuable to them. So I think they might just let him.
Yeah. But, okay, so think about this value, though. They don't have a lot of fighters. John is one of the best fighters that they've got now. And he's helping other people train. That's value.
That's true. Maybe he'll want to go, and they'll be like, stay here, boy.
Sorry. It's almost like, you know, to ghost, they're saying, stay, boy. Good boy.
I don't see him going.
Yeah. Well, wow, you got from, he's definitely going, to, I don't think so.
I don't know if I thought he was going. I like it when I can poke holes in your theories. I don't like it when you do that.
But that's my job.
Because you always do that. Like, I never have a theory where you're like, oh, cool.
Okay, I'm just trying, I'm trying to counter arguments so that you can see the flaws in your theories. And, you know, sometimes, even when your theories are, like, correct, there's still problems, like, with them, even, like, within the book, and it's good to point things out.
That's true.
But also, I just like making you feel like you don't know anything.
Because I don't.
Yeah. You know nothing, Harmuth.
Oh my god. Throwback.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, I can't.
Huh?
Foreshadowing. I'll just say that.
What?
Never mind, move on.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
I'm so lost. Did I miss something?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, whatever. Tell me the next chapters.
I'll tell you in the next book.
What do you mean?
I mean nothing. Just keep going.
Okay, you have to give me the next chapters.
Oh, right. Wait, hold on. I want to make sure I don't forget any. Oh, wait. So Tyrion, first off, how is he going to be received when he gets to Winterfell?
They're going to be like, interesting. I think it'll just kind of like be like the Lannisters. They're not going to be like, hey, Tyrion. But I also don't think it's like, you know, but I also don't think they're going to be like, you suck. We're shutting you out, because they really can't do that.
Why not?
Because he's a Lannister.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so Tyrion, whenever he gets to, you know, his dad, the king, the queen, and his brother, or whoever, he's gonna tell them, you know, keep his word about the Night's Watch. Are they gonna take him seriously at all? Tyrion doesn't seem to think so, but do you?
I don't think they're gonna take him seriously, but I think, like, Ned could overhear and be like, why aren't you taking this seriously? This is important. Because we know that Ned
is a northern man. Northern man.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I think we covered everything. I can't think of anything else to ask.
Okay, give me the chapters.
Okay, look at you being excited. I like it. Okay, next time we're going to read... Sorry, I need my book. We're going to read chapters 23, 24... and 25. So chapter 23 is Daenerys.
Oh my god, we haven't seen her in so long.
Yeah. So what happened last time?
She was married. Like, she just gotten married, right?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, that was it. She got married.
Yeah.
She got presents. She got a horse.
Yeah.
She had sex. That was it.
Yeah, that was literally it.
So what are we gonna see from her now?
Well, married life, I guess.
Okay, what does that entail?
So, what's her husband's name? Oh, Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
Khal Drogo, well, he's like a fighter man, right? So he's probably like off fighting or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know anything.
What is she doing?
I don't know. We don't really know. I feel like I don't know enough about their lifestyle to be like, she's doing this. I don't know. Maybe she's just like...
So she's going to be exposed to a whole new culture, you know, the Dothraki and everything.
Yeah, so maybe. She's probably just trying to figure stuff out. She's probably just confused.
Okay.
And then somehow
what about Viserys has to ruin brother.
The day. Exactly. Yeah. So somehow Viserys has to ruin the day. So he's probably just gonna show up and be like, come on, talk to him or something. I don't know. No, but I don't know why he'd get her to talk to him. He'd probably just talk to him himself. I don't know. He's probably gonna be like annoying.
Where's my army?
Yeah, army literally. Married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So chapter 24 will be Bran.
Bran.
At Winterfell, awake Bran. And everything.
Bran.
Now you say Bran, but you didn't remember his chapter at all.
I didn't remember Bran.
Okay, this time pay attention. But okay, so Bran's going to be at Winterfell. He's now awake. What's he going to be doing?
Well,
we know Tyrion's heading to Winterfell, but do you think he'll get there by then?
I don't think so.
Okay, why not?
So Bran's just going to be... I just don't think so.
It's okay.
He's going to be on the journey.
All right.
Bran is going to be, you know, hanging out, just catching up on what's going on. He's going to be like, where's my mom? And Rob's going to be like, well, she's, you know, this happened. This happened in your sleep, you know? Maybe, I don't know. What's he going to do? Like, there's not much for him to do. He definitely can't, like, go off climbing walls.
No.
Maybe, I mean, this might just be a boring chapter then.
Okay.
What's he gonna do? Like, I don't know what he's gonna do.
So exciting. So much to look forward to. All right. After that, the next chapter is Eddard.
Eddard. Oh my god. How many Ed chapters have we had? How many Ed and Catelyn chapters? Oh my god.
This would be Ned 5. And we've also had 4 Catelyn chapters, I believe.
Okay. Alright, well, it's gonna be probably, like, tourney day.
Okay, you just yawn through that. Say that again.
Okay. Well, Ned's probably gonna be, you know, either, like, day before the tournament or, like, tournament day. Sulking in the corner.
So prepping about things. Prepping things and getting ready for the tourney and getting all his emo-ness out of him.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to be channeling his inner John.
Yes.
My life sucks. I have a tourney in my honor.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. Okay, I get to make fun of these characters. I have been part of these characters for years now, okay? Whereas you were just getting to know them. Yeah, like, I've been involved in the series for years now.
Have you?
Yes. Cool. Like, 3 years at least. Really? That counts as years.
Oh my god. Dang. Yeah, how many winters have you been involved in the series?
Also, well, we're in the 4th winter now, I think.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's everything. Let's wrap this up. Did you write down which numbers and chapters we're doing?
No.
Write them down, just in case, so you don't read ahead.
Okay.
So, 23, 24, 25, which won't be useful, but Daenerys, Bran, and Ned. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap it up then. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Let us know what you think of these condensed, you know, a few chapters at a time episodes. I like it. It, like, gives me more to enjoy, but it also, like, takes longer to prepare for them. I spent so much time getting the notes ready for these. We were delayed in recording, but it happened. Harmut's been awake for so long, she's yawning right now. She's been awake for 3 hours at this point. Long day already. Happy birthday to me. I just keep saying this so that, like, when I'm editing, I'll be, like, reminded, oh yeah, that was my birthday. Hopefully this was a birthday-worthy episode. I don't know why I keep saying it. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm asking for praise. Don't praise me. Okay, so come talk to us on our social media thingamajigs. Our email is popculturesymposium@gmail.com. I think that's everything. There is, I have another guest appearance, I believe. I am going to be on Game of Thrones Season 3, Episode 1 of Game of Groans, the podcast. I'll link that below as well, so you can go check that out. That was fun to talk about. It's fun to talk about the show and, like, you know, when things have progressed and you can talk freely about some things, because with Harmeth, I can only talk about, like, two things. It gets to be, like, I keep remembering things that are going to happen, and I think they've already happened. But anyway, go check it out. It was fun, and that's a good podcast. If you are interested in the show at all, go listen to it. That's Game of Groans, G-R-O-A-N-S, because that's what it's called. Okay, now I'm just getting silly. Let's wrap it up. Until next time, farewell, my friends.
Talk to you later.